On, are we being watched?
I don't know.
We ever get that feeling that we're being watched?
I think we are being watched.
Oh, you got
someone watching us.
You can.
I feel it. I feel it on my shoulders.
Well, I guess y'all know who this is just by their.
This is this man right here, Louis.
I'm just gonna. One of his biggest selling albums right there.
Dead.
And of course, Satchmo, Louis Armstrong.
I got a story after we see.
Long time.
Just kiss me once, and kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Oh, man.
Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you. Or just how empty they all seem without you.
So the question with Louis Armstrong.
Kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long,
long time.
The question with Louis Armstrong is this. Several things that I want to bring up. First of all, was he genuine? What you saw, the gregarious nature, the full of life dude. I would think so.
Yes.
And
yeah. This is a question that I've asked as well, along with many other music lovers and jazz lovers. Was this the real man? Yes, indeed it was.
He was the happy orphan that grew up and took over the world of jazz. He loved it.
Yes,
you know,
he did.
And the beauty of him... that I always, when I talk to a lot of these people and ask them if they can get into a time machine, they always want to go back to the early days when he was just beginning this. If you could have seen him in that room in that hot, sweaty New Orleans dance hall that he was in, that would have been some pure time machine Michael J. Fox magic.
Oh, absolutely. If this is one of these artists that I really would have liked to have heard live.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Especially when he's passing through Kansas City.
You know, I think about that question, too. Would I have wanted to see the cymbal crash down when Charlie Parker was playing or when he was really wailing? I don't know. I think I'd like to see Louis or even see Miles in those early days when he was just not the big shot. He was just trying to make it.
And you know how you got the name Satchmo, right?
Oh, man. We've had this discussion.
There was a English publication when he was over there. Who wrote about him? Who talked about not specifically, but maybe a concert while he was visiting there. Anyway, the review, they called him Satchel Mouth, and Louis loved it.
Wow!
Yeah,
that's his style.
He kept it, so they just started using the name Satchmo based on the review of an English publication. Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's very cool. Where'd that come from, right there?
What? Oh,
the Rat Pack.
Oh, the Rat Pack, that comes from a friend of mine named Tom Rash.
Nice.
Tom is a supporter of the show I do and a supporter of the show you do. Mine, the Neon Beat, yours, Neon Jazz.
Right.
Or Neon Products, if you will. And the Rat Pack, I don't know how well you can see it, but it is a poster of the Rat Pack, Sinatra there on what would be your right, because everything inverts on the camera there.
Yeah.
And that's what it says, Rat Pack. Then you've got the pack there in the middle shooting pool, and Dino over to our right, but what would be your left?
You know, the one thing that they never get credit for is keeping the liquor industry going so strong.
There's a lot of things they kind of helped out with, you know what I'm saying?
Those dudes kept the tobacco industry going. They kept the gambling tables rolling in Vegas. They did a lot of public service announcements, those guys.
And helped elect a president, specifically John Kennedy.
Yep. I'm sure a couple pinkies were lost because of them. So.
Yeah, but that's unofficial.
That is not in the books. That is something the Smithsonian will not log officially. There was one other thing, and we're going to get to it here in a second. The one thing that's very cool that I did want to bring up that I'm very happy about is Mr. Herman Mahari, who's spending part of his time in Kansas City and part in Paris, released a new album called Blue. And on the first day, which was very cool, on iTunes, I went and checked it out to see how it was doing, and it was charting at number one. And the actual album cover was in between two Miles Davis albums. And to see a Kansas City artist for this long that has done as good as he is And it's such a cool guy, such a grounded guy, and a guy that's worked so hard on his sound and his style. It's very cool to see where he's come, to see the album's doing great. This is from Josie Records, by the way, here.
Yeah, let's check out the red vinyl.
Yeah. So, good old Josie Records down there on Grand, 1814 Oak, I should say. One of the great little vinyl shacks here in Kansas City. On Record Store Day, those guys released a album.
Yeah, dropping a needle on it here now.
Yeah, and this is full of a lot of local cats, but one of the guys on here is obviously Hern O'Hari, and this is Awakening. This is Montaud Odds featuring your friend. This is actually a pretty good one, but if we go up a little bit here, we may have to pick up the needle. Herman's the second cut on here.
Okay.
And that is some good listening, and I just wanted to plug him. He is...
Yeah, I can hardly make out the tracks because of the red.
Yeah, the red.
I got to pay the light bill. That's all, that's all there is to it.
We need some light around here, kids.
All right, hang on here.
Oh, my God. But again, Herman's just another testament to... Wait, is that side two? No, I think you're on the wrong side.
I'm on side A.
Okay, we need to go to side two, and I think there's only two tracks on there.
All right.
That didn't sound like jazz, no, my friend. This is a great song.
Okay.
But again, if we...
I still have to go in a little ways.
Yeah, we have to go in a little ways.
Okay.
We'll pay the light bill while you do that.
No.
We could even go into it.
That's a long cut.
Here, let me see something real quick here. My eyes are getting really good with this. Hold on a second.
No, but still.
Wait. Hold on a second. hold on a second, kids.
Okay, the man is getting up from his chair. I think we're just about there. I love it. Yeah, be careful with that needle, boy.
Uh-oh. Okay. Is that
Does that sound like it?
Wait. Hold on. Uh-huh. There it is.
Okay. Thanks for the help. I could not make out the separation between the grooves here because of the lighting in the room and the shade of the record. Now, this is Herman?
This is Herman. I was just fulfilling a Beatles lyric there. Need a little help from your friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is The Awakening from the Josie Records, and it's a red vinyl, and Herman, we're very proud. It's good stuff. Great album. Pick it up. You need to pick it up.
Well, there he is.
That's it. Logan Richardson joins him. Peter Schlamm. It's an all-star cast. There he goes. He can take care of some business on those vibes. That's all there is to it. Flat out, straight up, taking care of business. Vibes.
All right. I don't have a copy of this, but you're not leaving with it.
Leave it to life, kid.
Just leave it at the door when you exit, my man.
Leave it at the door. So... any other interesting revelations that we have that we want to impart this week?
Not so much. All just right. enjoying the week, sharing the jazz with y'all. In the studio here is Joe and I just got done with another recording session, a couple of voiceovers for Neon Jazz 459 and 460.
460.
With 460, we are 40 hours to the big countdown to 500.
500. And 460 was actually featuring the artist from Baston. And there was a lot of good... a lot of musicians that I didn't realize that were residing up there. I mean, Berklee College of Music is up there. We always know that that's a stronghold, but I just didn't realize Tony Williams is from up there. Rudy Braff, Bert Seeger kicked off the hour. But they got some action out there. Really good action. George Garzon, Jerry Bergonzi. But anyway, it's... it's good. I always love interviewing guys from Boston. There's such a straight edge to what they talk about. I don't even know how to put it. There's just
You know, that's why we have jazz.
That's right.
Because sometimes words fail us.
It failed me. I needed some kind of improv with notes.
I've always said that about good music. Sometimes there's no other way to say it. And I think it's why the good Lord gave us music.
You know, it's the one unified language. And the one thing that's interesting about Louis Armstrong, now that I think about it, I remember somebody in an interview described there was a Middle East tour and there was an actual war and it stopped for a day so Louis could play.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's saying something. So if we can really understand the metaphor that's hiding between the bushes on that one, is that music is going to be one of the very few things that's going to save us.
Yep. I think words get in the way too much.
Yeah, words. Yeah, they do.
Overrated, my friend.
They are.
But they can cause joy or they can do great damage. And I say that from the standpoint of a son, which I am, of a father that was a newscaster, news writer, and a broadcaster himself during the Edward R. Murrow days.
Yeah.
So I know that... You can't just say mere words, but sometimes words don't get it.
And you can't undo them. That's the thing. Urban Mahari, Awakening, off the new album Blue.
We'll let it trail off here.
That's right.
Till next. Yeah. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Enjoy the music. We'll pay the light bill, and we will see you next time.
Neon Jazz.